So we're familiar with the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moses. Bereishis, Genesis is the first book. Shmos, Exodus. Vayikra, Leviticus. Bamidbar, Numbers. And Devarim, Deuteronomy, Mishnah Torah. So we pointed out, those are the English names, but Chazal give different names for each Sefer. So Bereishis is known as either Sefer HaYashar, the Book of the Righteous, the Avos, or Sefer HaYitzira, the Book of Creation. Shmos is known as the Book of Golos V'Geula, Exodus, the Exile, and then the Exodus. And then Vayikra is known as the Book of the Laws of Kohanim, because it talks about the laws of the Karbanos, the sacrifices in the temple. Bamidbar, Numbers, because of the census. And Devarim is Mishnah Torah. It's a summary of the first four books. Although there are new mitzvahs in Devarim, but it's known as a summary of the other four books. In fact, that's the name we're familiar with, the Rambam. The Rambam took the name for his sefer Mishnah Torah. Some did not appreciate that he named his own sefer Mishnah Torah, because he said, clearly by the look of most Svarim, most Talmud, the Rambam says you only need two Svarim. The five books of Moses, maybe the 24 books of Tanakh will go with, and his Sefer, that will cover everything. So nevertheless, those are the five books. So really, according to Chazal, really the five books of Moses is really a misnomer. There aren't five books of Moses. We have more than five books. There are seven books. Why, we have seven books done. We added two more books. I only named five. So Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Shabbos, that if you look in this week's parsha, be it if you're reading inside a Sefer Torah, or if you have a good chumash in front of you, you're going to see something called the Nun Hafuchim. They're going to be inverted Nuns. They're like two verses. Actually, when we take the Torah out and put it back in. So there's, in Bamidbar, there are actually three books, three halachic books. So in Bamidbar, up until, actually we'll read from all three this Shabbos, what do you know? So up until Vayehi B'Mitzvah Aaron is the first book, we'll call it book number one in Bamidbar. The middle, the Nun Hafuchim, the two psukim in the middle is the second book. And afterwards is the third book. And the Gemara learns that halachas. I think there are 80, in terms of the minimum amount of words or letters you need in order to something to have Kedusha Sefer Torah. So the bottom line is, even though we know it's popular, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Chumish, like to a fifth. So really, strictly speaking, you can't call it Shiva Chumshei Torah, but you'll have to say, so we normally, everyone calls it five books, but technically speaking, we actually have seven books, and we're going to read part of three of those books this coming Shabbos. Rabbi Hananiah, Menachash, Omer, Ratzah, Kaddish, Baruch, Uvizach, and Zohar, Pekam, Domiz, Benema, Nechavit, Zaman, Tricho,
Yaldiyot, Rav, Yadiyot, Rav, Anah, Pekam, 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 Pekam,